Welcome back. This is Attorney Mark Thompson. This is the Paul Revere Show. We are here every Monday night from 7 to 8 o'clock. Sarah Rodriguez, running for Lieutenant Governor, was here the first half of the show. And I'm really privileged to have a younger woman, Lauren Yoder, with me for the second half of the show. Hi, Lauren.
Hi, how's it going?
That's great. Lauren is active with Blue Sky Waukesha.
Yes.
So, first of all, tell us a little bit about Blue Sky Waukesha.
Yeah, so Blue Sky Waukesha is Waukesha County's nonpartisan but more progressive organization that works on civic engagement and education and a lot of community outreach. Our primary goal is just to make sure that voters here in Waukesha County are informed when they go to the ballot box, but also informed how to get involved in their community about issues that really matter to them. So I'm really excited to be doing this work with them through this election cycle, and I can't wait to do a bit more.
And I'm really excited to have you here because, you know, we have Sarah Rodriguez, one of the candidates running for lieutenant governor. But democracy only works if people vote. And Actually, democracy has no future if young people don't weigh in and tell us, frankly, older folks, you know, what they're thinking.
Yeah.
So you work with young voters.
Yes.
On behalf of Blue Sky, right?
Yeah, I work with everyone, but as a young person, it's a bit easier for me to connect with other young people, obviously. So that's kind of become more of my focus.
That's good. So You can help me connect with you so we connect, okay? So what is the focus of voter engagement towards young people in Waukesha and Blue Sky? And what do you bring to that job?
Yeah, so I mean, the main purpose of my job is just to make sure that young people are as informed as possible, because high schools, I know for sure I went to Waukesha West, I know a lot of other Waukesha high schools really don't do much in terms of preparing their students to go out and be voters, be engaged in their communities. And so where we come in is we're making sure that these usually high school seniors are registering to vote. They know how and where and when they can do that. You know, things are constantly changing. They know how they can vote, you know, in-person absentee, mail-in absentee, you know, in person the day of, because these things are confusing when nobody tells you what to do. And you can find the information online, but it gets a bit convoluted at times. And so we're really using social media as the biggest tool. That's where I come in to really target young people and kind of give them the tools that they need and that they can pass on then to other people that they know to make sure that we're turning out as many young people as we can for the two upcoming elections.
So just in terms of, you talk about social media,
yeah,
and young folks using social media. Do any young people listen to the radio?
That's an excellent question, and I did question, you know, how well this would work with me here, given the fact that most young people don't have radios that work. But I think that it's still important to be here and speaking about this, even if they might not necessarily hear
so
about it.
So it is a podcast.
Yes.
So do young people listen to podcasts?
Yes, so this will end up being shared on all of our social media because that's the one way that they will access things.
And I think it's, right, so because it is really a different way of communicating, mm-hmm, right?
And very much so.
So right now, where are young people focused, right?
Yeah, young people, and I've found this a lot because I've worked both in partisan and nonpartisan settings, young people are almost always focused on the issues that affect them the most. And right now, obviously, if you were listening before with Sarah Rodriguez talking about Roe v. Wade being overturned, you know, reproductive health is really, really important for young people to be talking about because, you know, we're all at an age where that's you know, a pretty big determining factor for our futures. And if we don't have a say in, you know, when we have children, that's a really big deal. And so issues like that are turning people out. Things like climate change are going to be turning young people out. That's a really big focus because, you know, people talk about, we want the planet to be livable for our grandchildren. Well, we want the planet to be livable for ourselves still. And that is something that seems to be actively attacked. Things like gun violence are exceptionally important. It seems like every day there's another shooting. We are the generation that grew up doing school shooter drills. And when there are active shooter situations, you see young people guiding their parents because they were taught how to do this in school. Like, that's not what an education should be for. Young people are also really, really focused on the fact that we don't know whether or not we'll be able to afford housing. Like, it's a common joke on social media saying, you know, posting pictures of houses and saying that you'll never be able to afford to live there. But it's a joke that's rooted in a bit of truth because we have stagnant wages, the cost of housing is out of control, and there's just kind of this bit of lack of hope for the future. So, yeah, I'm not downer now.
I think that's really, those are very, very powerful things to say, right? Because it reflects who we are as a people, right? I mean, America to me has always been about the future and our children and their children.
Yeah.
That's the hope, right? So I've had a pretty good run. But what is it about politics today? And politicians, and not just Sarah, everybody, what do they have to really pay attention to in terms of addressing and getting young people involved?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing is young people are kind of sick of voting against something, but that's the message that's constantly pitched. You know, it's like in 2020, it was, well, you just have to vote against Trump. That's it. You have to vote against him. But there was no, you have to vote for Biden. You know, there's this promise for you. And that is not exclusive to that race. That's just a much larger scale one. I just know that when I talk to my friends, I don't know anyone who ever says, I'm really excited to vote for this candidate. No, they just know they need to vote against a candidate. And so I think the biggest thing is just appealing to young people because you truly care about what they want and need, and not, because I think we can kind of see through a lot of the promises that are made because we've been disappointed so many times when these grand promises are made and then we're let down. And that a big part of that, you know, fixing that comes with actually communicating with young people about their needs and not just assuming what they need, or just having, like, using talking points.
So in terms of young people in mm-hmm. Waukesha,
yeah,
where do you think, you know, folks that are going to be 18 on the primary or 18 in November, mm-hmm. 18 and 20 in 2024, what do you think they're thinking in terms of, like, making things happen?
Excellent question. I think on an individual level, I think young people have felt for a while now kind of hopeless and lost, at least in the, you know, towards how the government has been functioning, how their elected officials have been functioning. However, I think there's been a lot of organizing from young people. I mean, we've seen it for years now, outside of politics, organizing outside of politics. I mean, look at the protest movements that have come from young people in the last, even like 3 or 4 years. They've been absolutely incredible. And then those issues make it into the mainstream political spheres, you know? So I think just having the understanding that they can still create change, but they don't necessarily have to work within, you know, these structures that they might not find to be the most effective for them. And keeping that reminder out there, like, voting is a very important thing to do, obviously, and that is, you know, like, one thing that you can do, but there are so many other opportunities that they have to get involved and actually create real change and really put pressure on elected officials who may be ignoring them otherwise.
So how do you see developing different types of organization or organizational structures for young people to get that done, right? When I was young, I was like, okay, you know, it's your world now, it's mine tomorrow, we're going to mm-hmm. take it. Do you sense that attitude with your generation? Like, okay, it's almost ours, we're going to take it.
Yeah, I do. I think a lot of that comes from, I mean, like I've said, just feeling like nobody's really getting anything done. And so it's not even like, it's currently your world and it will be ours. It's more like, okay, you're not doing anything, you need to step aside and let people do things who will actually make change. And that's where this, you know, putting pressure on elected officials and, you know, because there are, you know, age restrictions for when you can actually run for like Congress and Senate, people can't necessarily run for those offices this young. And a lot of other offices are dominated, you know, by incumbents who have been in that position for 15, 20 years. And so those aren't exactly seats that they can take. But getting involved in these larger protest movements or even organizations that they find like on social media are really good ways for them to get involved and kind of take the reins a little bit earlier than they might have otherwise.
So how do you see young people in Waukesha County actually doing that?
Yeah, I mean, there was just a really cool protest, I think it was in Menominee Falls, with a group of recent high school graduates there protesting what had happened, you know, with the Dobbs ruling, with overturning Roe v. Wade. So it was organized by these recent graduates, and like they're out there and they're saying that they really want to do things and make their voices heard and that they are sick and tired of how things have been going. And I know as well, there were so many young people that turned out to the protests immediately following the overturning of Dobbs. There were a lot of young people turning out at the Black Lives Matter protests in Waukesha when those were happening in 2020. So, they are here, they are frustrated, they want to get involved, but I think there's also they've seen kind of a lack of structure for them to be able to do that in, and a lack of, I guess, guidance and organization, so at least to continue their involvement. So I think that's where we can come in and help a bit.
So Blue Sky and you, what are you doing?
Yeah, so we are looking to create more of a program for young people specifically to come in and do more volunteer work, to come in and do, you know, we're looking at potentially starting a fellowship program to work within the high schools directly, because a lot of political parties don't actually allow high school students to do that and be paid for their work. So we want people to come in and get the tools that they need so that they can go out and either create their own groups or join other groups and take these skills and really build these organizations up as much as they can.
This is the Paul Revere Show. I'm attorney Mark Thompson. I am here with Lauren Yoder. Our future, folks, our future, and one that is coming at us really quickly. We're going to be back on the other side of the break, and we're going to talk more in detail of like what can you do now as a young person to move the dime, and it sounds like have some baby boomers get out of the way. We'll be right back, folks. This is the Paul Revere Show.